And in honor of Black History Month, we're going to be taking a look into the career highlights of African-American artists and their contribution to the world of jazz and blues. Tonight, we'll feature Jackie Byard at 8 p.m. And now we're going to highlight the work of Terrence Blanchard. Terrence Blanchard just won his sixth Grammy for Best Instrumental Composition for his music from the Oscar-nominated Spike Lee film BlacKkKlansman. But film music is just one aspect of this amazing artist as his music continues to evolve. Abe Beeson fills us in.
Terrence Blanchard is a highly sought-after film composer of three decades, and he's one of the top trumpeters in jazz for even longer. And his upcoming second opera will make him the first African-American composer to have his work performed at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City. Not bad for a kid from New Orleans who couldn't really play. When he was still a teenager, Terrence Blanchard was playing with Lionel Hampton's big band in 1980 at the Roosevelt Hotel in his hometown. His dad walked him up the hotel stairs and started to cry. He used to work at this hotel but had to walk through the service entrance and back and only come out to the ballroom to bus tables. Now he's going through the front door to see his son play in that same room. That's the emotional engine that drives all of the music Blanchard makes. Blanchard's big break came in his early 20s when his New Orleans neighbor Wynton Marsalis recommended him as his replacement in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Despite his inexperience, Blanchard flourished quickly and won his first Grammy with this band in 1984.
The main thing that he instilled in all of us is that it's very important for us to search and be honest about who we are. He always talked about the whole idea of just working hard and being on your game. You know, I remember I was talking about something one day. I said, "Oh man, I'm working on this thing." And he said, "Yeah, you better be working on something all the time." And I never forgot that.
His own first albums were co-led with his Messengers partner and another friend from New Orleans, saxophonist Donald Harrison. But it was yet another Crescent City neighbor who really changed the young trumpeter's journey as an artist. That's Terrence on trumpet, but on the big screen you saw Denzel Washington as Bleak Gilliam in Spike Lee's 1990 film Mo' Better Blues. Saxophonist Branford Marsalis is leading the band, but Spike heard something he liked and asked Blanchard to score his next film, Jungle Fever.
He called me up and he asked me, he says, "Hey man, you think you can write a string arrangement for this scene?" And I lied and said, "Sure, no problem."
Terrence Blanchard has gone on to work with directors Taylor Hackford, Gus Van Sant, George Lucas, and more than a dozen Spike Lee joints, including that Oscar nomination for BlacKkKlansman. Visiting the KNKX studios, Blanchard told us that film scoring work has its challenges, but it's also brought him some exciting musical rewards.
I get a chance to write for larger ensembles, different types of ensembles. I've gotten a chance to write for huge orchestras, 70 to 90 pieces. We've added choirs to a couple of those scores as well. And that's all given me the experience that I need to step into this other arena of, you know, writing operas and doing stuff for orchestra.
Blanchard's first opera, Champion, was written about the tragic story of boxing champ Emile Griffith. Terrence Blanchard's just-announced second opera, Fire Shut Up in My Bones, is expected to premiere in the 2021 season. As busy as film scores and operas have kept him, Terrence Blanchard's never lost his love for playing and writing jazz music. Now into his late 50s, Blanchard keeps himself involved in modern music by teaching and working with younger musicians. Young players consistently inspire him at Berklee College and the Thelonious Monk Institute. His latest electric group was formed to inspire kids to play all kinds of music, not just jazz. Terrence Blanchard brought this group, the E Collective, to the KNKX studios shortly after the release of their 2015 album, Breathless. The album's title refers to the last words of Eric Garner, an African-American man who was killed by a New York police officer's chokehold. Blanchard said the album wasn't planned as a political statement.
As we were touring, we were in Europe, and, you know, these stories were unfolding. It seemed like month by month. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't ignore it any longer. At a certain point, you have to, you know, say what's on your mind.
He told our studio audience that he was encouraged after speaking to his son, Oliver, who just happens to be a singer, songwriter, and music producer. And Oliver came up with words for the poem in the title song.
These black roses grow from cracked pavements, freshly watered with the tears of the voiceless. As we lament a muted scream to the heavens, we can't breathe.
Though KNKX listeners love his jazz, Terrence Blanchard can't be boxed into one simple category. He's a musical chameleon with loads of talent that he shares in jazz clubs, on movie screens, and now in opera halls. Who's to say he can't triumph in any musical realm? Terrence Blanchard is ready to play in whatever style and whenever the mood strikes. I'm Abe Beeson for KNKX.